Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
New study of 2,000 Americans delved into the seemingly endless ways we use duct tape. When it comes to the sticky stuff, there's nothing. We won't try to use it all. In fact, 88% of Americans say that when something breaks in their home, their first instinct is to reach for the duct tape. And it can be a savior when something breaks and you need to fix it in a jiffy, according to the results. 78% actually consider the duct tape to be a magical thing.
It kind of is, man. I mean, it does so much. Like, if you need a quick fit, like you said,
I've duct taped a muffler before.
Right, exactly. And it's
it'll last for a little while. Then it'll burn temporary. Off. And then,
But its version of temporary is a better temporary than almost any other temporary. And that's the beauty. Mm-hmm. Some people, in fact, duct tape's like, you go into the basement, you look at the ceiling like, dude, is that the same duct tape that's been on that pipe for 3 years? They're like, yeah, but it's not leaking. Like,
so why not?
Okay. My uncle had it on his cars constantly.
I've seen it was like so a many joke. Cars.
He had one minivan that he probably could have afforded another one. He's just one of those dudes, but he would duct tape the hell out of it.
When we grew up, man, everybody's Astro car had primer. Oh, yeah. So every car, somebody was working on the body. It was always
every
primer.
Car.
You know what I mean?
Every freaking car.
I don't even know
the
if they do that now. I'm not even sure that that's.
On occasion, I see it, but
cars
not
are
as
more
much
plastic. You know what I mean?
True.
It's a different thing. So I don't know. But I mean, like everybody who was like in shop class, whatever, man, I mean, they're constantly primering something on their car.
Although, as far as that goes, with DIY, a DIY paint job on your car, you can always tell. You can always tell.
Yeah.
But we were outside smoking earlier, and this one was obvious, but this car drive, I don't remember, like a
Corolla or something.
Yeah, it's not like Corolla, pretty standard car, but the woman driving it, so the car's red, but it's a dull red. It is not the shiny red that you recognize to be a car. And then along the side of it, maybe she's going for Christmas spirit or something. I don't know. But this is clearly hand-painted. It's designed all over the car. And I'm like, well, you'll never lose your car in the parking lot, but it looks like crap.
Have you ever spray painted your wheels or your tires?
No, I had a buddy who did, and he swore that no one could tell. Like, dude,
yes,
everyone,
you can.
Everyone can tell.
It looks like ass. What did you try to fix yourself or do yourself, and how did that work out? 206-421.
My buddy had a car, and I don't know if he fixed it or his friend fixed it, but either way, he needed a new door.
All right.
So the door was a different color red than the rest of the car.
Sure.
And then we were in New Jersey on the Jersey Shore, and I remember one morning we were getting, donuts and coffee, something. And these guys, we're like, look at these idiots. They didn't get a car. It's two-tone. Got an effort car. It's two-color. If I remember correctly, it almost seemed like they were starting a fight with us. Because it's like, we're poor.
It's New
Jesus,
Jersey, though.
Man.
And look at these guys. Hey, look at that.
Yeah, right? And they're using words I wouldn't use.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I can believe that. Sure. Hello, Madeline. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, so when I was a little kid, I was probably maybe 5 or 6, and I was home with my little sister, who was a few years younger than me, and my aunt was babysitting us. Well, who knows? I don't know where my aunt was. She was pretty young. She's probably outside smoking or something, but me and my little sister left inside the house alone, and we took it upon ourselves to clean our dirty navy blue carpet. Our carpet in our house was nasty. We had dogs and a cat, and there's brown stains everywhere. It was really old. And so I decided to clean the carpet. I reached into the cabinet, grabbed whatever cleaner I could find, and my little sister and I just went around the house, and we were just spraying all of the brown stains. A few minutes later, I noticed that all of the brown stains started to turn white, and I didn't know why, but it's because we were actually using bleach for the dark navy blue carpet.
Ooh, did you get in trouble for that?
So, we started to panic a little bit, and my aunt came back in the house with, and of course she freaked out, but we ended up trying to fix the carpet with a blue Sharpie, which was more of like a royal blue, and the carpet that we had was like a dark navy blue, so it just looked absolutely atrocious. But needless to say, my little sister and I got our asses whooped, and the carpet actually remained in the house for like another 10 years after that.
Okay. I was going to ask. If you don't rent, you know what I mean? You can kind of figure it out on your own.
If they were cool with the brown stains, I figure they're going to be cool with the bleach spots.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, like I said, the carpet was old and nasty, so it wasn't like absolutely the end of the world, but my mom was still pretty pissed.
Well, see, as a parent.
Right.
You know, you think to yourself, you know, my kid is trying to help. Obviously, their intent is good. And so
you get to that after the fact.
Yeah, you do.
But I mean, look, everything my kids have done to piss me off, like, I can laugh about each and every one of those stories now.
Like the Barbie down the toilet?
Hilarious. At the time, I was going to kill them. You know, and granted, it was like, why did you put the Barbie? Because it backed up the toilet. Well, the way the kids explain it, you know, they walk into the living room and say, Dad, yes. There's water all over the bathroom floor. So my thought is they're like brushing their teeth. Kids just make a mess. So I said, why is there water on the bathroom floor? My daughter, of course, she's looking around everywhere, which means she knows the answer. My son's straight up like, it's coming out of the toilet. So I'm like, oh, no. So I run in there. And like, there's no poop or anything. It's clear water. But there's this weird like fuzzy thing kind of floating in the final hole. I'm like, what is that? And I realized, why is a daughter's Barbie doll in the toilet? And my son, I want to see if you can flush it. Like, there's nothing wrong to him. Just want to see if you can flush it. I'm like, well, you can't. He's like, you kind of can. I'm like, okay.
He put Barbie in feet first?
Put her in feet first, so it's her hair floating out of the hole. And she went mostly down. It was like neck up poking out of the hole. It's actually a pretty terrible looking visual if you picture like a real person. So got Barbie out of there, but had to go to Home Depot, get a Roto-Rooter thing, right? Snake down there.
Yeah.
And pull the rest of her ass out. But it was an easy, I was pissed, but kept it together. And you're just pissed because it's inconvenient. They didn't break anything. It didn't end up flooding the house, but it was just one of those.
It's just when it deals with plumbing, you never know.
Right. And I just say, guys, in the future, do not try to flush anything down the toilet that did not come directly out of your body.
It's also just one of those things, like the kid's sitting there just being like, there's water.
That's how they explain it.
What did you try to fix or do yourself, and how did that work out? 206-421-ROCK.
Oh, give me a second. My computer's going crazy.
Oh, yeah, you got it too now?
I do. It's contagious. Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
DJ Shay.
Hola. Hola.
Hey, guys. So there's a store. I bought my house 2 years ago, and it has a heat pump, and I got it maintenance. And in the winter time, and those things are pretty expensive to get checked out. A guy costs like $150 an hour, and just to show up is another, you know, $200. He leaves and tells me that I'm probably going to need to get my thing maintenance so that it can cool during the summertime. I call my dad and ask him because it sounds sketchy, just that in itself. My dad tells me exactly what I need to do. He says, look on YouTube, do this. I look on YouTube, and this guy has a video, and he shows me exactly what I need to fix on the video. I look on Amazon $15 later, and I save myself $500.
I was going to ask, how much did you save?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we always try to do this stuff.
Right, inevitably, if you can afford it, like, well, I'm going to do this myself because it costs blank. And like you said, plumbers, electricians, just to show up, you're already in the hole, you know? But then again,
$15, you know, and 5 minutes later.
YouTube videos are they're a godsend. I mean, they really are.
So I thank YouTube for my new gun that I have. $500 saved went towards a gun.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I thought maybe you built one.
You got what you wanted.
YouTube and built a gun.
That's the problem, like with a pump or something like that. It's just so cosmetically just, it's, you know, it's, I don't know. It's one of those purchases you're like, great. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It does. It's like anything. If you spend a great deal of money, you feel like you want to be able to walk into your home and know that, you know, if it's a new big TV, a new couch, something like that. When the house that I'm in now, when we first bought it, you know, one of the first things, called the cable company. The guy comes out and he says, look, man, I would love to hook up your cable for you. I said, the wiring in this house, it's not even compatible with the stuff that we're using it. And he's playing with the wire, and apparently, so the house is built, I think the guy finished it like 78 or something, but has never updated any of the wiring. So when the guy got there, he's like, I physically cannot hook up your cable. There's no wiring in his house to make this happen. So one of the first big expenses was to get the entire house rewired. And this costs a lot of money.
A lot of money.
The problem is, I've spent this money, you know, and you just bought a house. You're as broke as you're ever going to be. Spent the money. The house has been rewired. That's great. But, like, when I walked into my home, I'm like, it does not look any different.
No.
It does not feel any different.
I bought a house from 1970. And in 1970, for some reason, they had a copper shortage. I believe it had to do with the Vietnam War.
Okay.
So they were using aluminum wiring. Well, when I put new switches on, all the switches are copper. So there's a little dovetail thing, and you got to put like gel in these little caps, and they expand, because aluminum wiring is kind of on a relay, and you could hear it when you turn on the switch. It's whipping, the wiring is whipping in the walls. It's the damnedest thing.
Does that bring you any comfort?
No.
Hey, turn on the light.
But the problem is, if you nick this,
it's just in the walls.
If you just put a little nick in the copper or the aluminum, then that can cause a spark and cause a house fire. So if I made one mistake replacing any light fixture, any light switch, I'm going to burn the house down.
See, that's when I call someone in.
I was terrified.
If you can make three mistakes, I'm cool.
I was terrified.
One mistake, like, I'm not doing this.
No.
I'm good for, look, I can get something from IKEA that has their terrible instructions, and I'm still like, I have three screws left over, and I don't know why. Actually, the most terrified I've been doing, in something simple to put together, you have your first kid. You buy a crib.
That's the one.
You got to put the crib together. So, and they're not hard to put together. It's not that. But you always hear about all these different crib recalls, et cetera, et cetera. So, like any paranoid parent, you go to Consumer Reports.
Yeah.
Thank you. Consumer Reports. And you find how these things are ranked, blah, blah, blah. So you buy one that has been ranked well, or at least doesn't show up in your, hey, your kid's going to suffocate or get trapped between the thing. As we started putting it together, that's when it occurred to me, I don't know if these things are recalled because there's a flaw in the design of the crib or because people that put these things together.
Well, it's more the side lowers and all that stuff.
I know,
the hardest part.
Because you're paranoid and petrified. Again, it's your first kid, so you overreact to everything. But, I mean, so we got one of those stupid-ass sensors you put under their mattress. And, like, if they stop breathing, because once your kid's born, the doctors tell you all of the dangers your kid is in, apparently for the first 2 months of their life, you know, stop breathing in the middle of the night, all this kind of thing. So, first, I'm paranoid about the crib, because I'm like, I don't know if it's a crib design or if it's people's ability to put it together, and I don't know that I'm any better or worse than anyone, so I might end up creating a recall because I suck at this. And it's not that I'm worried about that, I don't want to kill my kid.
Right.
So then we buy one of those monitors that you put under the mattress, and the idea is, this thing is so sensitive that if you're little baby, if they stop breathing, it sends this loud-ass alarm to you to let you know to go check on your kid. This thing goes off, I don't know, second night, and I've never moved so fast in my life. Well, the kid's fine, right? So, all right. Goes off the second night. Once again, I'm out of bed, and I'm in that goddamn bedroom checking on the kid. She's fine. Third night it goes off, I said, let's get rid of this thing. Those things, they just go off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, you can't sleep. Your hands are shaking. Because anytime your kid's in danger and you believe you might be able to do something about it, your adrenaline spikes so hard that this thing goes off at 2 in the morning. It's like you're wide awake until you have to get up and go to work.
You know, the old landline phones or cordless phones or whatever. I knew of a couple. They just had a little baby, and they got the baby monitor, which was, you know, like a walkie-talkie in one room.
Yeah.
Whatever the deal was. But either way. So it turns out that the guy was having an affair with his neighbor.
Oh.
All right. And he is on his wireless, or not wireless, but cordless phone. For some reason, the baby monitor was picking up the entire phone conversation and broadcasting it over the speaker.
Oh.
His wife was nursing their newborn. And she overheard the conversation of him talking to his girlfriend, trying to set up a time when they could meet up, walk the dogs, and then go out in the woods and have sex.
That's not good.
That's how he got a divorce.
Exactly. Dude, that used to happen all the time, though. You get weird.
Right. It just picks up
even
stuff.
Like walkie-talkies would pick up
or
stuff.
Or truck driving by.
Yeah.
What did you try to fix or do yourself, and how did that work out? 206-421-9.
And, like, I've never had one, but I can't imagine conversations with your mistress are ever very clean.
No.
There's no way. That's the only thing you're doing.
I miss that boat.
I'm going to get up in that big booty tonight. Yeah.
You miss my, you know.
Yeah, some of the humming, humming, meow, meow.
Ready for this egg roll?
Yeah, because it's coming. Yeah, Southwest now, mama.
Right.
Sweet and sour all over you.
Hello, George. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bichola.
Hola!
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about putting together some cuts and things like that with super glue. Back in the day, I used to play hockey pretty seriously, and I've just about super glued my entire face together. So back in high school, my buddy rented some ice on like a Friday night, and we're all drinking pretty heavily. We all took our cages off because we thought we're cool, you know. And I took a puck right to the eyebrow.
Oh, that's the worst.
It was bleeding all over the place. I get home that night and like snuck in the house because we were drinking, and I didn't want to wake my parents up, and I super glued it shut. So I wake up in the morning, they were gone. I think they went somewhere, like traveled for the weekend. And I realized on Saturday that I had three eyebrows growing now because I was too drunk and I super glued it so far apart.
Oh, no. So it looked like you had like a flying sideways V or something, like greater or less than sign?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So it came down to a Sunday morning. I thought about it all Saturday. I was like, I'm either going to have to shave off my eyebrow, this part of my eyebrow, for the rest of my life, or I just deal with three of them, you know, from here on out. I got a fresh razor blade out, bit the towel, and I cut all the fresh wound out.
Ooh.
Squeezed it back together, and then re-super glued it. Now my eyebrow looks fine. People can barely tell that it's there.
You hockey people are nuts.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this is high school. I've lost a whole bunch of teeth, too. I spit just about all of my front four teeth out once as well. I got hit with a stick in the mouth, so.
Ah, yeah, damn.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a puck.
The mouth I don't deal with.
What do you mean?
If something happens, I'm going to the dentist.
Really? So?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, without question.
You can find a growth on them, you'll wait it out.
Right.
Something with the mouth, you freak out.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I definitely have cracked a tooth and gave it a couple days.
Yeah, I've done that. I'm like,
but you never try to super glue like a crown back on.
No. You know what? You're absolutely correct. But like, you'll deal with the pain for a couple of days and then go, all right, it hurts too much.
Right. Yeah, that's right. The thing with the mouth. It is just the pain.
Yeah. And last time I went, the girl was like, you can go home today. Right. I think it was a Friday. And I was like, so I don't have to have it done today. And she's like, no. She goes, you'll probably be in the emergency room by Sunday with pain.
Oh, Jesus.
I got time.
Yeah. What did you try to fix or do yourself? And how did that work out? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Ja, happy hump day, dos bitches.
Ja, hola.
So, last week, I was hanging up some Christmas lights, last weekend, actually. And when I was hammering them up, because I use staples, electrician staples, to hang lights on my pillar, my hammer slipped, and it actually hit one of the bulbs on the light. Split the bulb, half the strand didn't work. My fiance was absolutely S mad. And, basically I ran to my car, grabbed my tools, went out there, stripped the wire, wire nutted it together and worked fine, duct taped it back together. And she's like, oh, that looks like crap. And I was like, oh, well, deal with it. I'm not buying more Christmas lights.
No. But here's the thing. You said fiance, not wife.
Mm-hmm.
So you have been warned.
Yeah.
Once it's your wife, you're in too deep. At this point in time.
Yeah, but you had the right response.
Yeah, exactly.
Deal with it.
Right.
Or I can take them all down.
It looks like crap. You're the. That's one of the things that no one understands. If you patch a hole, if you do whatever you do, you will sit there, you will look at it, you know where it is, you know what you did wrong. No one else really even notices. No one's driving by the house going, like, oh, man, what are you doing with that one strand of lights right there? What is in the middle of that?
Actually,
only the person who does it and is involved in it knows.
Or your in-laws.
Really?
You know, like, they'll show up at your house. Hey, we just landed. What the hell happened to your gutter? Like, Jesus, man, really? It's been like that for 4 years.
You're right, though. Most people will never nobody's going to walk into your home and be like, Jesus, you can't drywall for crap.
Right. What is this? Right. What's wrong with you?
Patch Adams is better.
What did you try to fix or do yourself, and how did that work out? 206-421-ROCK. More of your calls coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
All right, Rockaholics, need you to step up. Once again this year, BJ and Migs have teamed up with the Washington State Council Firefighters in Operation Warm this holiday season to put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And as the weather gets colder here in the Pacific Northwest, any donation will help. We're asking for $20. That puts a brand new kid, a brand new coat on a new kid. Or
a brand new kid. Yes, we're buying
brand
new
kids. Kid. Well, a kid needs a coat. You get the idea. Goals to raise 1,700 coats. That's the number that's needed in the Pacific Northwest. Head to KISW.com. Donate what you can. If you can give $20, that'd be great. If you can give $5, if you can give $100, it doesn't matter. We're trying to reach that goal and help it out. Coats for Kids Day presented by the Advocates. All right, our question, what did you try to fix or do yourself, and how did that work out? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, how about a feel-good or a semi-feel-good story?
Cool.
So, so I'm down in New Zealand, and I'll try to keep it short. My now ex-wife, we bought a house off of her granddad. It's an old 60s kind of state house. It's kind of plonked. Every other house is the same. Get in there. We just had our first kid, so I decided to remodel the bathroom. First job I've ever remodeled. Ended up having to got the whole entire thing out, including the floors, the walls, the ceiling. Had to rebuild all the structure around it. Mind you, never done it before. So I kind of put in all the bits and pieces and was up in the ceiling. I send the third day into it, I send my wife and kids down south to her parents' house so I can just be there alone and do it. So I'm up in the ceiling, putting the extraction fan in and all this stuff. End up falling through the ceiling, bashing my shin on the top rail. Got septicemia so bad that I almost lost my leg.
Damn. Ooh,
you said this is a pretty feel-good story.
Oh, well, it turns out good.
Okay, all right.
You said semi-feel-good.
All right, no, I just wanted to make sure that I heard him right, because so far...
Now do you have to replace the hole in the roof?
Well, that was on the outside of the bathroom, so I just left that for now.
Okay.
That was kind of in the foyer area. So I'm about, I got my leg propped up. I'm sitting there on asbestos tiling and all this. It was lovely. So I get it about 90% done, and the wife and kids come home. A week later, we got the big earthquake in New Zealand and split my house in half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the whole house is destroyed.
Is this the Christchurch earthquake?
Yeah, the Christchurch earthquake.
Okay.
Yeah, about 9-10 years ago.
Wasn't that also the place where that typhoon hit and sharks were swimming in the street?
No.
Okay.
That would freak me out. I remember that.
I think that'd freak everyone out. Yeah.
I think it was the internet hoax.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So the earthquake inspector comes in to look at the house and. He's looking at all the rooms. They're all destroyed. And he comes in the bathroom, and not one bit of damage in the entire bathroom. And he goes, oh, this was recently done. Who'd you get? I said, I did it myself. And he was an ex-builder, and he was going over everything. So it's perfectly done. The only bad part is like 90% done, like I said. But then he saw the hole in the ceiling, and he goes, what happened there? And I kind of smiled and looked at it. I was like, well, that's where I fell through. And he kind of nudged a little brick underneath it. He goes, yeah, I think the brick did it. So I got paid out for everything, which was nice.
Damn.
Awesome. So I didn't lose my leg.
So okay. The feel-good part of this otherwise terribly tragic story is, A, you did a great job in the bathroom, and you got insurance to cover it.
And I didn't lose my leg.
And you didn't lose your leg.
That gave you the confidence to be able to do other projects, right?
Yeah, well, we bought another house after that, and I kind of rebuilt the deck and the rear wall, the south wall, kind of the siding and all that, kind of ripped that off. So that was good. But then we had another earthquake, and we lost that house, too. So.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because so, one was in October, and then the other one was in February.
Which was the bigger one? Was it the first one? I just remember when we first heard about it here in the States, the images were just, they were devastating.
Well, the first one was like 7.4. It was quite big, but that loosened everything up for February, which I think was like a 6.5 or 6.6.
Was it always your house, or was it the whole neighborhood? You know what I mean? Like, was everyone losing their house, or did you just get, a short straw?
No, it was pretty much like, I think 60% of the city lost pretty much primarily their property. We lost our house and our land because the land couldn't be remediated. So actually, we got a letter from the queen, which was funny to me. The queen bought our land, so
cool.
We made out pretty well.
All right.
So, yeah.
Different there than here.
Yeah. What time of the day did the earthquake hit? Like, were you asleep? Were you awake? Were you at home? What?
Oh, it happened that the first one was at 4 in the morning. So I thought it was war because we had a copper tank up in the ceiling, and that was bouncing around. I thought bombs were going off.
Well, everybody hates New Zealand. We know that, yeah.
Well, I've always said, like, it'd be cool to experience an earthquake. I'm not so sure anymore.
I never thought
that. No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Well, how long did it last, by the way? So this earthquake hits, is it like 1 minute? Is it 10 minutes? Is it 15 seconds?
No, it seemed about 3-4 minutes. And it was so violent, I was trying to get to my kid's room. It threw me across the room and broke 3 of my ribs.
Jesus.
On a bookcase. I flew about 10 feet. And but the second one, I think that lasted right around 5 minutes because it was real shallow. But that's when all the buildings kind of came down, and that's when all the majority of the death.
What does it feel like? Does it feel like you're being like just shook, or is it like a wave, or what is
the first one was kind of like you were on a trampoline,
okay,
and the second one was kind of like you were on a surfboard, like it really threw you around, but didn't throw you up.
I got you. Okay.
That's weird. I can't believe you lost two houses in the time that you lived there.
Yeah, I know. Separate houses.
That's amazing.
Two separate earthquakes in, 3 months?
Yeah, I mean, they got rocked.
People say it's beautiful. It is beautiful. But still,
I remember when just watching.
Every year you lose your house.
I mean, that's the issue with earthquakes, right? We live in a beautiful place, but eventually it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. What did you try to fix it for yourself?
Not a matter of if.
And how did that work out? 206-421-ROCK.
Lahars.
The Lahars. Hello, Crescenta. Welcome to the Miss Men's Room.
Hi, guys.
Hola.
Hola. I kind of have a TMI story, and it's really gnarly, and I apologize, but it came to mind when I was listening to you guys. So years ago, I was maybe 15, and I was upstairs, and I was doing my homework. My mom, I got a bunch of sisters. Let me just add that. I got a bunch of sisters. I got one brother and a bunch of sisters. Well, everybody's gone. My dad is at work. My brother works with my dad, so they're gone. My mom decides that she wants to take a bath. And I was like, okay, well, you know, like, if you need anything, just let me know. She was letting me know that she was using the bathroom. So I was like, okay, whatever. And so she's in the tub, and I'd say 10 minutes. I want to say 10 minutes went by, and I heard her shrieking. And I'm like, what in the world is that? What is that? And I come running down the stairs. She's stark naked. She comes running out, and she's just like, oh, my God, that is so nasty. That is so nasty. It's so nasty. And I'm like, why? And she's like, hold on. And she gets on the phone, And she calls my dad and she's like, you need to come home right away because there's something wrong with our tub. And he was like, well, I'm a little busy right now. You know, why don't you ask your daughter? She's still home. She's, you know, common sense savvy, you know, let her fix it. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to fix it. I ended up fixing it anyway. So I go into the bathroom. Now, mind you, I have not seen what was going on. I can only smell what is going on.
I hope the rock was cooking in there.
So, and mind you, let's just say that my brother had used the bathroom before he went to work. Like, he took a shower. He did his business. Yeah. So I go in there, and the smell is just beyond scary. So I go in, and I'm like, so what's going on? Is it the tub? And she's like, yeah, go look in the tub. And we had a really long bathroom, and my assumption was that it was, like, maybe the toilet or something, you know. Like, so I'm looking over to my left. There's the toilet. I don't see anything wrong, but the smell just is blinding. I look over to the right. The shower curtain is closed. I don't know why the shower curtain is closed. We never close it. So I open it, and there's her bath water, and it's completely brown. I'm like, Mommy, why didn't you just unplug it? You know, we didn't have one of those where you grab the little plugs and you plug it into the drain.
Yeah, right.
We have one of those knobs where, you know, like a flick of a switch.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and that was obviously lifted. I'm like, Mommy, why didn't you just unplug the water? And she was just like, I'm not going anywhere near there. And she's like, I quit. I leave this house. I quit. I'm like, okay. All right, let me go get the snake. So I go get the snake, and I'm trying to drill, you know, the snake and wiggle it through, and I'm getting, like, hair and everything. Not a problem. And it's an old-fashioned tub, so there isn't a grate in there. It is a straight through to the pipes.
Okay,
so this is where it gets really, really gnarly. Okay, so apparently my brother had taken the shower. He had a problem where it was blocking. He used the plunger, no problem. And that was that morning. But having a bunch of sisters, there was, like, hair in the drain. Why am I fixing it? Okay, so I'm using this snake. It's not working. I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to have to get into this tub. I'm really going to have to, like, I take off my socks and shoes. I grab the plunger, and I start plunging away. And I'm in the tub, in this water, and it's, like, maybe to my calf, you know, halfway through up my calf. And I'm sitting here plunging away at this. I'm plunging. And I'm getting, like, a bunch of hair, and I'm pulling out the hair. I don't have gloves on. I'm pulling out this hair. I'm like, oh, my God. And as I'm plunging, the smell is getting worse, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. And I'm like, what is going on? I plunge harder and harder, and boom, something flew up in the air, lands in my hair. I slip. I fall out of the bathtub, and I have it all over my face and chest, and it apparently... What I discovered is my brother likes to muscle stomp. Just thinking about, oh, God, it was not okay. It was so not okay. I got it. I got the plug.
Cool. Well, you got it.
Did the, I guess.
I got the plug. I fixed it, and it drained better than ever. But,
do you think your brother... waffle stomped with regularity?
That was the problem, is that not only was I finding gobs of hair, I must have found at least a half a pound of hair. And we're all different color hair, you know. And I'm just pulling it out. But with it came this enormous amount of feces.
Yeah.
And so this mist must have been going on. I want to say it was going on for at least a month.
See,
and my brother... showers every day.
Did he ever admit to it?
Oh yeah, he admitted to it because he thought it was hilarious. He was like, Chrissy, so you fall in a my family is Hawaiian, by the way, and he was like, Chrissy, you fall and you had doodoo all over your face. That's so funny. And I'm like, that,
I mean, it's funny for him. Yeah,
I can't imagine taking a poop in the bathtub.
No, and I mean, I've heard the waffle stomp.
Never,
it's
ever.
Just, I just can't imagine. Like, man,
I am sick and I'm dying.
I could just step out and you, nah.
I'm dead serious.
I was pooping.
Like, I mean, it sucks. You're all wet and you're sitting on the toilet. Like, yeah, I agree. Like, having to poop while you're showering is awful. But why would to get out?
In fact, that he kept doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a regular routine.
I could never think to myself that I don't even think I'd be able to physically do it.
I mean, not unless standing like, something up, I mean, happens to me.
Like, I am violently ill.
Right, and I didn't mean to.
And I just went in there to wash off, and I just couldn't stop it.
What did you try to fix or do yourself, and how did that work out? 206-421-ROCK.
Waffle stomp. It's not a dance.
Yeah, you know what? Also, good lesson to be learned here. Sometimes it's just gross terms that people throw around. Don't do them.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't poop in the shower when you're in the shower.
Yeah, a lot of them. Imagine that. You know a lot of these terms. Don't do them.
Yeah. Hello, Bryn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, yeah. I have a weird. I don't think I can top that last story.
Good. Well, you don't poop in the shower. Thank God.
Yeah, no poop in the shower. It's still pretty odd. No poop in the shower. Okay, so I was in a parking lot, and I drive a Toyota Tacoma, and somebody had backed into my headlight and broke it. The light still worked, but the plastic on the outside was broken. So I ordered a new piece, and all the pegs that hold it in were broken as well. So it was just kind of like really loose in there while I was driving around. Sometimes it would fall out and look like a, you know, eyeball popped out. It's kind of funny. But I had it secure in there to some extent. And I went to Goodwill one day, and I'm still waiting for the replacement. I went to Goodwill, came out, my headlight was gone. Somebody stole my broken headlight.
You're kidding me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. There's more. So I get the new one. You know, I jerry-rig it with some purple duct tape as best I can. You know, I'm driving around for a year or so with that in there. It's starting to get loose again, so I got to get in there and, like, fix it. It was getting loose, and I ended up going to a bar one night. I came out. My freaking headlight was gone. Somebody stole it.
Again.
Two times.
Well, it is a popular truck, but I just can't imagine that this many people have the same problem. That's crazy.
And, you know, the area I was at was pretty prevalent for crackheads and meth heads and stuff, so I'm assuming they, you know, trade it for drugs. But, dear God, twice.
You're going to trade a headlight for drugs? I can't imagine.
A headlight for a Tacoma?
But I've got drugs, and what I'm going to accept from you to give you drugs is a goddamn headlight. I mean, there's money, there's sex, there's equal drugs.
Did you ever get it fixed correctly?
Yes, I did. Well, kind of. I still had to get a rig it because all the pegs were gone and you can't exactly replace those.
Could you have super glued it in?
Well, what I ended up doing is getting some friends that work with metal, and they, you know, put a bunch of twisted tied metal on the inside that you can't get to unless the hood's up.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's stuck. We got it fixed.
Are you still driving the truck?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you are.
How many thousand miles does it have on it?
About 196.
Damn.
Okay, that's why people buy those trucks.
Yeah,
that's
like almost going to the moon.
What did you try to fix or do yourself, and how did that work out? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, man.
Gentlemen, you guys kick butt. Make a lot of people's day.
Thank you.
Well, South Stokelomish, which is a river that's up north, they have a swinging bridge there, and a rope swing that's right by the swinging bridge. And I decided to, have a little fun on the rope swing, and somehow my left middle finger got caught in the rope when I was flipping backwards and completely snapped my finger. Don't know how it happened, but it did. Landed in the water, did a little bit of cussing underneath the water because there's kids on the beach, and I was in an extreme amount of pain. I swam over by my knees, looked at my finger, said, "Oh my God, what did you do?" I said, "Oh, I think I broke my finger." And looked at the kid that was next to me and asked him if I could have his popsicle sticks. And he kind of looked at me and then gave me the popsicle sticks, and the kid next to him, I asked him if I can have a shoelace. He gave me a shoelace. I tied it back together. I was doing halfway okay. And then I decided to jump off the swinging bridge and re-snap my finger.
Ah, oh. Jesus, man.
You put it in a splint that jumped off again?
Yeah.
Yeah, the old.
They have a swinging bridge up there off of Jordan Road, which is, and by the way, if a game warden were to catch you jumping off, you have to go to suicide classes for 25 hours and pay a $250 fine.
Doesn't seem like it would take that long to figure out how to kill yourself.
I'll be dead honest. Generally, when I'm on the stilly, I'm just drinking beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, man.
What's your finger look like now?
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
So now the return of Who Sucks Less, and we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.